Now let's work on more difficult patterns. The ones you'll learn now will be used extensively throughout your own arrangements, so be sure they're rhythmically correct. Here's the first one. It's possible to make up your own variations of these patterns with a little experimenting. Here's the next one. Try this one in the C and D chords too, leaving the first string open in all three chords. This next pattern is an example of just one of the advantages of flat picking as compared to finger picking. It's very difficult to pick inside the strings with finger picks, but you'll find it very easy with a flat pick. Listen. Now here is a pattern that is used quite frequently as a fill-in phrase at the end of a verse. I'm sure you'll recognize it if you've listened to any dobro at all. Try it in other chord positions. Here's one more that looks easy in tablature, but will take as much practice as the others.